Hey, welcome to another episode of I Bought a Business. I'm Erin Greger, sharing the experience of buying a business to give you all the inside scoops to hopefully not make it so scary for you. We're going to start to see the regret that set in this next episode. So episode one, I explained how I found it, why I bought it. Episode number two is all about financing. And then today, I'm going to show you the first recording I made out of my car. I'm going to warn you, the audio is not fantastic, but I just wanted to get the realness and the rawness of this moment because this was day three, I believe I recorded it. I was driving in on day three, and I can't tell you the regret I was living with, the uncertainty, the everything I wanted to run and hide and wish I had never done this. Okay. So let me kind of share some of this leading up to this. So I explained all the other things, and then it took forever. Like I told you, you know, the deal went bad, and then it was just like, we need this thing. And it just went from taking forever to suddenly being done. And it was, the bank was like, we're ready to go. I said, okay. I drove over there, signed the paperwork, and they're like, okay, go over there tomorrow. Figure out the finances, like who gets what. And all these things, like having the credit card processing set up, all these little things that I was just like, oh my God, like it was done. It wasn't like we're going to take a couple weeks just to slowly transition and then you're going to take over. It was like the business was mine. And it was just like, I didn't go that day. It was the next morning that I went and suddenly it was mine. It was mine. It was so insane. It just was surreal. I was right near my kid's school. I had like this kind of break in between. I had to pick him up after I left the bank. And so I went to a small cakes place, bought myself a cupcake, was like, pat yourself on the back, girl. You just did something you've been scared to do. This was a pretty significant amount. This was not like a small couple hundred thousand dollar business. It was significant for me at the time. And it was quite terrifying, but at that point, I still didn't know what I didn't know. By day three, I realized I might have jumped into this a little too soon, even though it took a whole year. Probably should have asked a few different questions that I didn't know to ask. Probably should have done things a little differently. Maybe should have worked in the industry before jumping in. You know, a lot of different things that I was like, And it was terrifying. It was really, I was in a really bad, dark place for sure for the first couple weeks. That did not go away for some time. I went to the darkest depths of fear and just really, I was like ready to write it off. Like this was a mistake, but knew I had to dig in and figure it all out. So this is my story. This is, like I said, day three of where it all began. And I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert, it goes even further down and deep before it starts getting better. So this is everything. This is everything. And enjoy. All right, I bought a business. I'm about to go into day three. I got the sun shining at me right here if you're watching video. But I wanted to record this just for raw thoughts, raw feelings, raw emotions, you know, diary of a person who bought a business. So we're 2 days in. It has been, I can't even begin to tell you, a roller coaster that I can't even describe. I've cried. I've been really excited. I've cried. I've asked myself what in the hell I did. I cried. Got really excited again. I mean, it's like, that's pretty much an hour for me of the roller coaster of emotions that it's been for the past 2 days. I haven't slept much. I literally went to Google and said, can you get out of a 5-year lease? And I looked at the price I paid. I'm like, maybe it's just worth, like, I could lose this money and I just don't even care right now. But that's really what it's been like. It's been very emotional. I think I made a mistake. I think it's going to be okay. My husband was amazing. We were lying in bed this morning because I can't sleep at night. And he's like, Erin, you dreamed of fixing broken businesses. And this one is broken. Like, you've got a ton of upside on it. And he's right. So I'm done freaking out. I'm done playing scared and I'm going to put my big girl panties on and really approach this in the manner that I need to approach it. So let's talk about things that really went wrong. So the process to close felt like it took forever. We were just sitting on stuff, waiting on stuff, waiting on stuff, waiting on stuff. Oh, we need this thing. And then all of a sudden it happened. And it's like, you have a business. You got to show up there tomorrow. You own it. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And the owner, let me just back up a minute, in negotiations, she wanted to like be there for 2 days and then just throw it off to me. And I'm like, hell no. You need to give me 2 weeks, two flipping weeks of training. Do I feel like 2 weeks is enough? Yes and no. I think right now it's been 2 days, so that's definitely not enough. But you know, in a 2 week time frame, there's just a lot to know. There's just so much I don't know, right? I'm not in the grooming world. If I was in the grooming world, it'd be different, but I'm just like, what shampoo do you use? All this kind of stuff. So anyway, so I'm very glad I negotiated that. Here's the good thing about the good and bad about taking over a business. I'm kind of all over the place. Sorry. We'll keep talking about the takeover.
Growing your business may feel like a daunting task. Between a new AI tool every minute, social media, content marketing, knowing what to do and when to do it feels like a job in and of itself. And let's be honest, as a business owner, you're probably already wearing several thousand hats, and marketer is just a heavy one to wear. But what if I told you there's an easier way? And yeah, what if you only needed just 1 hour a day for marketing and learning how to grow your business? And that's what my community, the 1 Hour Marketer, is all about. We do all the work for you in reviewing AI tools, creating the system that works for you, that's easy for you to follow, and gets your business growing in no time. We show you how to figure out what tools to use, what content method is best for your company, and how to grow into a place where you can start hiring people and enjoying your business again. Come join us over at the 1 Hour Marketer. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and join.
But I'm already getting paid, so I'm not in the red. I'm not sitting here trying to build a reputation. She has this amazing list of clients. She's got a commendable reputation. She's been in business for 17 years. A lot of these people have been with her for 17 flipping years. This is a family type situation. So I don't have to go and sit with empty space and employees trying to build up clientele, which is fantastic. I've got money coming in. I am not bleeding money, which is amazing. And I've got a ton of upside because she does not market. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. So let's talk about the takeover. So it's like, you have a business. And holy shit, I've got a business. What am I going to do? What's been crazy about this is that her employees had no idea. And her employees are wonderful, sweet people who are insanely loyal and have been with her for 3 to 9 years, depending on the employee. And literally, they got a text the night before and was like, hey, I need you to come in a little bit early. They walk in, so they're on guard already. Like, why do we have to come in early? She doesn't even come in till 10 o'clock in the mornings. They're on guard, and she is like, hey, this is your new owner. I'm selling. Okay. If I can cry. I mean, I get emotional talking about it. This was the most awful thing to freaking do to these people. You know, and I had the chance to talk to a couple of them yesterday, and they're just like, I wish she would have just told us, like, changes were coming and things, just so we knew. And this is why I love being able to put somebody in a business and then sell it to them so people just ease in. And I know she was not in a situation to be able to do that, but it was awful, 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 awful. Never do that. Like, because I felt bad for these people because they're sad. I mean, it's no offense against me. They're devastated. And then they're just like, okay, I can't show the boss that, you know, it was the worst thing to ever do. Never do that, okay? So the second thing is, she doesn't email, she doesn't market, she doesn't do anything. So, and she's got like these two different systems. She's kind of a creature of habit, not really a business person, so to say. She's got this passion for animals. And what's hard, you know, what's great when I said, like, you get to take over and you get paid, which is awesome. She also have this history and this reputation to uphold. And people know her and people know these customers. And she called, oh, I know them. And it's just like this, there's a lot of magic in her head that a lot of business owners have, and I've got to figure out how to get that all out of her head and how she does things, and just, and you know, just breathe. because I've gotten 2 days of information and I'm like, how do I run with this yet? And we'll get there. I know we'll get there. It's just really overwhelming. I've got lists of products that, because there's a little boutique in there too. It's like, oh, I got all these products I got to sell. I mean, I'm telling you all, it's a lot. And I'm just like, how am I going to do this? But I'm going to do it. It's going to be fine. The first day was good and bad. Like, I've been lying in bed going, how do the numbers work? And then the first day I really saw how the numbers worked in a good way. I'm like, okay. And I saw the potential for upside in a really good way. I look at grooming as I'm shaving a dog and shaving their hair off. But there's a whole nother line of business that's washing. That's, you know, think of a golden retriever. Think of a Great Pyrenees, these long-haired dogs that need a good wash and need somebody to help them wash. And, you know, there's the self-serve side, but there's also this other side of people doing it. So this is like really where there's a ton of potential upside. So where I'll be pushing, where I'll be selling a membership. She doesn't sell membership. She's got self-serve, and the washes is where I really see membership potential, and she doesn't do any of it. So I will be implementing membership programs before the end of the year, just to really try to stay top of mind for people and get people in and just really understand how to get a steady pace of clientele. So it's not up and down. It's not hit or miss. It's not, we don't know what's going to happen. It's, we have predictable income coming in every month on this outside of grooming. Grooming's predictable. So that was day one. And I came home and I was super excited because I'm like talking to my husband. I'm like, I did the numbers and this is what we could up, like, this is what I could make in addition to what I'm already making. And it's good numbers. It's really good numbers. However, then day two happened. They use Spectrum Internet. I'm going to call them out. Spectrum Internet, I have never had. In my neighborhood, there's two types of internet we can have. I have the other one that's not Spectrum. And every other week, somebody's going online and says, your Spectrum Internet down? Like, I'm just like, and every other week, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have Spectrum Internet. So then she's like, I have Spectrum Internet. I'm like, oh, God, okay. Does it go down a lot? She's like, it never goes down. Yesterday, it went down for 7 hours. And it may not still be up. I don't know. We're going to go in this morning and not be up. So there's no backup to run any credit cards, anything. So luckily, cards are on file. Luckily, it's okay, but it's not okay. So I've got to figure out, like, mitigate. I mean, I've had this, it's called Grande. It's a Stown now. I've had them for 20 years in my house. They've gone down, but I've never been down more than an hour, ever, ever. So I got to see what's available and research that and probably get a better deal than what she's paying, to be honest with you. But that was a total BS moment. I was like, how do you function like this? This is not acceptable. So, oh, and there was a competitor who came in and on the Sunday before and left a crappy review. So I got to take care of that because the previous owner, she's like, I don't want to deal with that. I'm like, no, you need to deal with this. I'm not going to get into a fight with them, but you're going to respond to the negative reviews. You're going to respond to these things and you're going to respond to the great reviews. And it's a game you got to play. And she just doesn't want to play the game, which I understand. So anyway, that's day two. And I came home and I was like, I made the biggest mistake ever. You think the landlord will let me get out of the lease? My husband's like, no, he won't. Like, I'm willing to walk away from the down payment. He's like, but then it's like, no, Aaron. He's like, Aaron, he's so sweet. This morning, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Because he didn't want me to buy this. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. You were right. I never should have done this. And he's like, Aaron, remember what your dream is. It's to fix businesses. Fix this. Get it going. And I've got to get out of her mindset because she's in a very, I've got to be here all the time mindset. I am, you know, she is the secret sauce. She is, but she's not because she has created, like, her employees understand her secret sauce and how they handle customers and what they do with customers is her secret sauce. And she's taught that. So she doesn't have to be there all the time. Like, I think she kind of believes she does. And not that I'm like going to ditch everybody, but I believe I can put people in there, be very careful of culture, be very careful of you know, what we're dealing with. Because honestly, these groomers are more like, they're more like introverts, and they're doing their own thing. They're sitting there in headphones, grooming dogs, taking a break. Nobody's really dealing with each other, right? So first hire is going to be a new groomer. Fill in the back slot. Oh, and let me just talk about filling in the back slot. When I bought this business, she told me there's a list of 50 people waiting. And then when she actually showed me the list, it's not 50 people. Okay, there's not a wait list. However, I think with some good push, I think with some good phone calls, I think I can try to fill, at least get a groomer in there, filled halftime and get them in there type of deal. We'll see on that one. I was not that impressed on that one. So I can't recommend buying a business right now because it's there's some good and some bad, but I'm going to keep updating you on how it changes and what I do. And I'm putting on my big girl panties today and taking control of this thing and getting it fixed. So step one, I got it.